Wyoming Public Radio. We welcome David Wax Museum. They've received great reviews from The New Yorker, Paste, World Cafe, NPR's All Songs Considered. They won Americana Artist of the Year at the 2010 Boston Music Awards. And they were one of the highlights at the prestigious Newport Folk Festival. Time Magazine chose the band as one of the top 10 acts at South by Southwest in Austin. They've recently returned from touring England and the Netherlands. They're set to play a free show tonight at the University of Wyoming's Union Ballroom, 8 o'clock, and their new CD is called Everything is Saved. Thank goodness. Good news from one of the hottest new indie bands around. We welcome David Wax Museum on Wyoming Public Radio.
Broken tail light eyes, I get too near, I get too near. Oh, timing's counterclockwise, timing's counterclockwise, timing's counterclockwise, in your review mirror, in your review mirror. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me into the same go. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me into the same go. Invite me into your kitchen, invite me into your kitchen, invite me into your kitchen, for we like OJ and Armadillo. I tell that doggy don't listen, I tell that doggy don't listen, I tell that doggy don't listen, you've had your fill, you've had your fill. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me to see me go. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Out of bad means to see me go. To you, love's as light as froth. Love's as light as froth. Love's as light as froth. You skim the top, you skim the top. Just an afternoon's afterthought. An afternoon's afterthought. An afternoon's afterthought. All you can feel is aftershocks. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me into the same go. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me into the same go. Out, spread your kisses out, spread your kisses out, just like a blanket, just like a blanket. Your mouth is a water fountain, your mouth is a water fountain, your mouth is a water fountain. Tell me who a wedding cake is. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me into the same go. Yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Your careless heart invites me into the same go. Your careless heart invites me in just to see me go.
All right, yes, Maria, yes, the live April 27, 2011 version here on Morning Music from their CD, Everything is Saved. Grady Kirkpatrick in with David Wax Museum. A pleasure to have you both in.
Thank you.
David Wax playing the stringed instrument and vocals. What would you describe that?
This is a little Mexican guitar called the Jarana Jarocha. It comes from southern Veracruz, Mexico.
All right.
It looks like a ukulele, but it's descended from the earliest Spanish guitars that arrived in Mexico hundreds of years ago.
And Suze, you're playing the...
This is a quijada. It's otherwise known as the jawbone of a donkey. The teeth are still in this jawbone. It's the lower jaw of the animal. And the teeth rattle when you hit it. And that's what...
It's got a great sound. It is certainly the first time we've had one of those in here. So that's great. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not your father's folk music, not quite like Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore, but not that there's anything wrong with that. This is just different and very refreshing. David Wax Museum plays with lots of energy, joy, and passion. You blend American roots with folk rock, a little call and response hollering in there, and certainly a distinct Mexican flair. David, describe your, I guess, circuitous journey from mid-Missouri, and then you spent time in Mexico, Deep Springs College in California that doubles as a cattle ranch, which we can relate to here in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And then you graduated from Harvard? All right. Well, let's start in Missouri. And we only have 45 minutes, so
All right.
If you can get it all in.
I was born on a cold fall morning, September 15th, 1981. And born and raised in Columbia, Missouri, and had a lot of good influences there in a pretty broad spectrum of music. Jazz, mm-hmm. bluegrass, mm-hmm. country, alt country. You know, when I was growing up, big deal was when Wilco or Sunvolt would come through town.
Yeah, they're not far from Columbia, from East St. Louis.
Exactly. So they were through a lot. That's how
Bellevue, Illinois.
Belleville, yeah.
Belleville, that's it.
So they would kick off a lot of their tours in my hometown. So I grew up going to see them and really idolizing that kind of music, but also listening to quirkier stuff like They Might Be Giants and going out to see Old 97. So a lot of kind of mm-hmm. broad Americana influences, and that influenced my own songwriting when I was starting to play in rock bands in junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then went out to Deep Springs College for the first years of my college education. And
how did that come to your attention, that college?
Well, I was looking for something unusual, I guess, but also a place with a real educational philosophy
mm-hmm.
that was kind of ingrained in all parts of the school. And that was one that really stood out to me as a place that had a lot of integrity in terms of, you know, really valuing physical labor and making that a key part of the education experience, and also a place where it was going to be really small and I'd get a lot of attention from the professors I was working with, and thought I'd get a real challenge there. So
not necessarily too many distractions for the college student there either.
No, there aren't.
Northern California?
It's about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. So it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's in the high mountain desert area of the Sierras.
Okay.
And no drugs and alcohol, no girls, can't leave the valley when you're there in session. So it's a pretty intense, focused environment.
Kind of like a monastery.
Exactly. And that's I thought at the time that's what I thought I wanted. And I think it was a great fit for me for my first 2 years of college. And it allowed me to really focus and... One of the things I focused on there was Mexican culture and Mexican history with a great professor. And I'd just gotten back from a summer volunteering in Mexico and started working with this professor. And so a lot of things kind of came together at once to spur on my interest in Mexican folk music and mm-hmm. Mexican history.
And then you had the opportunity to travel down there and spend some time?
Yeah, after I graduated from Harvard, I got a fellowship from the university to spend a year traveling around central Mexico, studying folk music, not as an ethnomusicologist per se, but more as just a musician and mm-hmm. as someone really interested in learning how to play the music on its own terms. And that's kind of how I started with it, and then later it became an important influence on my own songwriting.
Okay, well, that pretty much sums it up. You're back in Boston. You're both based in Boston, which is where you met, right?
We met in Boston in 2007.
I had just moved back up there. I also was in college in Boston and had done some traveling, moved back to Boston and was playing in a few bands.
Mm-hmm.
And when David got back from Mexico, he was looking for a fiddle player to join his band, so I fit the bill for that. And then later he encouraged me to buy that donkey jawbone to kind of add to the Mexican.
What was your first thought when he asked you to go get a donkey jawbone?
Well,
what was your reaction?
I was a little skeptical, suppose.
Okay. Well.
But I'd grown up on a farm, so mm-hmm. I remember we would, you know, find cow's skulls mm-hmm. and put them in the greenhouse to dry out and hang them on our wall and things like that. So wasn't too strange, I guess.
I think you have an equally interesting background as well. Sue Slezak with David Wax Museum. You are originally from Virginia, right?
That's right.
Homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to Wellesley, right?
That's right. I studied anthropology there.
Mm-hmm. And then you also traveled extensively
on
a Watson Fellowship. Is that
right? That's
right.
I was actually looking at textiles at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have kind of a lot of artistic interests, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So you got together in Boston. You've been playing since 2007?
That's right. Yep. So we've been on the road full time for about a year and a half, and gotten to travel all over the country. And like you mentioned, we just got back from our first European tour, which was very exciting to get to carry the Jawbone across the ocean and get it through customs. And
yeah, I understand it's a little tricky getting the Jawbone as a carry-on through airports.
That's right. We don't like to check it because of the risk of it breaking, because it's not, it looks pretty solid, and it is, but you know, it's a bone, but I have been known to break one in half after hard playing. So
they're probably not that easy to get, those that sound that good.
I would think. You know, I order mine off the internet from online percussion stores, and they have come with a little sticker that says "Made in Peru," but they certainly are all different.
A Peruvian donkey.
I think
perhaps.
That's right. I think that's
they
right.
They may not import. We'll not get too far in that. We have the preliminaries out of the way. How about another song?
Sounds great.
And there's a video to this one, right? If you have not seen it, it's cool. It's davidwaxmuseum.com and Born with a Broken Heart.
Yeah. I was born, broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce. In the world, give me a break, waiting ready to pounce. I was born, broken heart, she was broken. I was born with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, into. If you're out watering the streets, knock on my window, it'll open. My bed is small, but so are we. Let the last low is to open. You were born with a broken heart, she was broken. You were born with a broken heart, she was broken, ooh, in two. Sometimes we get so confused, we get taken for a ride, we get worked over. Some of us come with new hearts, most of us come with used hearts. Baby, why do you look so sad?
Sorry, there's a terrible tuning issue here. I have to just, I can't
sorry,
go on.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen, live radio here on Wyoming Public Radio at 27 after 11. We'll take care of that and get back to more music here. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Some of us come with new hearts. Most of us come with used hearts. Baby, why do you look so sad? Now men who will stand accused, but they won't be told the why. They were strong, so we're beaten down, but the sun looks cold through blackened eyes. They were born with a broken heart, she was broken. They were born with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, into. Sometimes we get so confused, we get taken for a ride, we get worked over. Some of us come with new hearts, most of us come with used hearts. Baby, why do you look so sad? There are men who stand accused, but they won't be told the why. They were strong, so we're beaten down, but the sun looks gold through blackened eyes. We born with a broken heart, she was broken. They were born with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, into.
All right, Born with a Broken Heart from David Wax Museum, playing live with us this morning on Wyoming Public Radio. Again, a great video on that. You can see it at davidwaxmuseum.com. And a quick question. I know you're ready to play another one, but how much do you think that video has added to your following? Are you getting some good response from that?
We sure are. It was picked up by YouTube's music channel, and it was one of the featured videos for a couple of days. And so
that never
just
hurts.
That alone got 20,000 views.
Great.
And then on all the other different sites it's up, it's got another 12,000 views. So for a small independent band like us, that adds up. And I think I'm not sure if we've met a lot of people that just saw that video and came out to a show, but I think there's probably a lot more people that know about us now because of that.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting to have Bob Boyle and NPR's All Songs Considered premiere that video.
Yes, so that was and you were part of the NPR Tiny Desk concert as well, if folks
right.
have had a chance to check that
yeah.
out online.
We got to meet Bob at Newport Folk Festival last year, and we were together with him at the after party on the roof of the fort. Newport Folk Festival happens at this awesome old fort in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a party on the roof of this fort, and we met Bob, and we got to play.
Pretty nice guy.
Great guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to hear. How about another tune?
All right, this is another one from the new record. It's called The Least I Can Do. One, two, three. I don't see my sisters that much. Daylines, cattle guards. I don't see my parents that much. Mama's health makes traveling hard. I don't see my frozen in time. But everyone has moved on in some way, as I have moved on in mine. And I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to get away from you. I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to get away from you. At least that's what I tell myself. Least I can do. I don't listen to my old records that much. There's something different about the way they sound. I don't swallow my pride that much. There isn't anything afternoon. See, my heart is like a flower. Once it opens up, it cannot unbloom. And I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to get away from you. I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to least that's what I tell myself. It's the least I can do. But so much planted, you think something would have grown in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. But so much planted, you think something would have grown in your heart, in your heart. I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying to get away from you. I'm not trying to get away from anything or anyone. I'm not trying get away from you. With so much planted, you think something would have grown in your heart, in your heart, in your heart.
David Wax Museum with us this morning here on Wyoming Public Radio playing live. It's 11:37 and time for one more. First, I want to ask you guys about the title of the band, David Wax Museum. Was that pretty easy to come up with?
It was. There was a long period of trying to figure out a band name, and a friend of mine suggested, more as a joke than anything else, that I should have a band called the Wax Museum because of my last name, and it kind of just stuck around. It seemed to fit. The band, it's a little quirky. It seems to encapsulate all the different older things that are coming together into something new in the band. And
is it okay if I quote from the website?
Sure.
Okay. Why do we need museums? They show us something familiar and traditional, while at the same time documenting our innovations, showing us possible directions for the future. This is the same reason we need David Wax Museum, to give us music that is somehow familiar, as if it has always existed somewhere in our cultural ether, but is at the same time undeniably fresh, no doubt. David Wax Museum, great pleasure to have you guys up. Just flew in to Denver last night and drove up.
That's right.
And avoided the black ice this morning. It was bad. So you had a window of opportunity, right?
I'm glad we jumped through that window.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the record, Everything Is Saved. Where did you record that?
We recorded it up in rural Maine, a small town called Parsons Field, at the studio that is run by Sam Kassir, and it's called the Great North Sound Society. And we met Sam, or we had heard about Sam for a long time, and we're familiar with his work through the records he'd done, Historical Conquest of Josh Ritter, and then the new one, So Runs the World, the way he produced those and plays keyboard with Josh in that band, and had done work with Langhorne Slim and Aaron McEwen that we were really excited about. And so the opportunity presented itself, and he was excited about the songs that we were working on. And so we went up there for 10 days, and we feel like we really owe a lot to the guidance he provided as the producer for this record. He had a really exciting vision for us and for the band and for the songs, and a real unconventional approach to a lot of different things that he just thinks outside of the box in a lot of ways in terms of the sounds he's going for and the best way to achieve that.
Well, it's got a real positive, upbeat vibe, and certainly a great title, Everything Is Saved, which we're looking for that these days, right? Maybe folk music is the answer, who knows? But it's really received a lot of good reviews. It's propelled you into the national spotlight, and certainly much deserved. Did you have any kind of inkling of what kind of success you'd have once the record was finished?
Well, I think while we were working on the record, we had a sense that it was something special, but you never know when you do something and you don't have any, you know that you can't really trust your own feelings about it because you don't have any perspective and you can't really be very objective about it. So I think we tried to just think, well, we've done the best thing that we can do, and that really represents the moment of where we're at as a band right now and the kind of the talents of the musicians that are playing with us right now and the chemistry of that group. And so that was our aim, and I think a lot of things kind of came in place so that there was going to be an audience for the record. We won this contest and then got into the Newport Folk Festival and really able to make a splash there. And so that kind of made sure that there would be people that at least were going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seemed like all the kind of things were in place to, you know, have a record delivered to ears that were ready and primed to listen. But there was no way we could have predicted that it would have had this much success and interest from at least a critical perspective.
Yeah.
And
well, congratulations.
So thank you very much.
You've played with many of our favorites here on Morning Music, like the Avett Brothers, Old 97s, Langhorne Slim, you mentioned, the Low Anthem, and Nathaniel Rateliff. And you're playing to packed houses wherever you go. It's David Wax Museum on Wyoming Public Radio.
Okay, this is one more song from this new album, Everything Is Saved. This is a song called That's Not True.
In the doorway's open mouth, you say you're heading back south. That's not true, we both know it, that's not true. You say we could live apart, we both have strong enough hearts. That's not true, we both know it, that's not true. Say you harbor no ill will, but of my kisses you've had your fill. That's not true, we both know it, that's not true. You say he loves a story where we untell how we fell under each other's spells. Oh, that's not true, we both know it, that's not true. How can I convince you we are still in love? How can I? If you won't even try, where does that leave me? If you won't even try. Turn around, it's not too late. That's not true, we both know it, that's not true.
That's Not True, the live version this morning with David Wax Museum on Wyoming Public Radio. Great pleasure to have you both in, David Wax and Sue Slezak.